Yeah, boy, oh no. Anybody who heard that theme song in the December 28th, 2020 edition knows that it's just me today, Brandon. I'm flying solo. The Red Shovel Studios has a sick day today. The entire studio, no, but Drew wasn't feeling very good today. Woke up this morning and got a text that said,
I don't feel good.
So Mark, Trudy, and I were going to do a show, but Drew just said, you know what, let's just close up the studios for the day. He'll be feeling better. He's confident that we'll have a show tomorrow.
Oh, is someone not feeling well?
I'm sure it's just a little cold.
You got hepatitis.
Maybe he's got the sniffles.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
So it's just me in my basement alone with a microphone and a really, really tight flannel button-up shirt, just like Chris D'Elia. My hair is parted right down the middle. It's just me and the microphone. I'll do everything I can not to swallow like he did. Mark pointed that out, and then I had to go back and listen and kind of pinpoint all the different times he makes these weird noises with his mouth. Check it out.
Gross.
Ew.
Nasty.
I don't know.
Swallow.
I'm sorry. But thanks for listening, and I appreciate you all.
Ew.
So I'll try not to do any of that nasty stuff there. But we did want to put out a show today, just something, you know. I'm gonna give you guys a boner line that'll be brought to you guys by Manscaped. As for our other advertisers, please go to drewandmikepodcast.com and just kind of scroll through the website. Check out the advertisers. Click the button. It'll take you there. We really appreciate it. They appreciate it.
You are so generous. Thank you.
You can always reach out to us. You can email us.
I have his email number if you want me to give it to you.
Drew or Mark, M-A-R-C, or Trudy, T-R-U-D-I, or Brandon at drewandmikepodcast.com. We don't always respond to every single message, but everyone does get read. Same thing with the boner line, 209-66-BONER. Give us a call on there, just whenever you want, about whatever you want. A lot of them don't make it on the air, but I listen to every single one of them. I want to just toss one out today, give you guys something to listen to. It's brought to you by manscaped.com. Use promo code Drew. And after the boner line, it's just going to be a collection, a mishmash of a whole bunch of different bits that Dan Evans has sent in. Dan Evans is a super listener. He's been great with a lot of this audio. It's really helped us out. And he's quick, too. Yesterday, just in yesterday's show, we were talking about the 2003 Michael Jackson, I don't know, the We Are the World Part 2 that he was trying to do with all the hit stars in that time.
Yeah.
But Drew had got it mixed up with like the 2006 appearance somewhere. And in fact, Dan Evans actually went back and found this in 2006, like the day after it happened, where Trudy was trying to bring it up during Trudy News. And Mike was interested, but it just seems Drew was more interested in Lindsay Lohan at the moment.
And Michael Jackson did not get good reviews after the performance at the World Music Awards. Everybody was so excited about that. It was the first time he was going to perform in so long. And it was an honor because he had sold so many albums. He was receiving this Diamond Award. The reviews, not good. Headlines in London after this little appearance that he made. Jacko Bacco, what a wacko. And in the other tabloid, he's bad.
Yes, they made it up.
But he didn't perform Thriller like he was supposed to,
exactly.
Though, right?
Jacko booed off stage.
Ignorant fool.
Booed off stage?
Well, that's what one of the headlines said. And they did boo because he gets out, he sings a few lines of We Are the World with a group of children. And then the music cuts off. He throws his jacket out there. He thinks, loving him. And then he goes. And they were saying that
ignorant fool.
They claim that the show's organizers say they didn't have one complaint. You know,
I like those.
Lindsay Lohan, they said, was a horrible host, and Jackson
no surprise
deliver.
There. When everybody heard she was hosting, everybody went, oh, God, is that going to be bad?
Oh, do I have a story about Lindsay Lohan? She's finally out of the Chateau Marmont.
that hotel she's been living in for a year that guy was making fun of her for living in a hotel.
I'd like to see the black light run on that
joint. Oh, is the staff happy she's gone?
Just all the demands and stuff.
Oh, my God. You won't believe the story.
God.
The other thing is one of the 17-year-old kids who sang in the chorus here, they never rehearsed with Jackson. They were not allowed to, of course.
Yeah.
And they thought they were going to sing the whole song, so it was unusual. All of a sudden, the music screeches to a halt. And people are demanding refunds for the money they paid for the tickets.
So. Oh, that's great.
But Lindsay Lohan is a fire crutch. I think she's worth about $7 million, which means she's really poor. It's disgusting. She lives in a motel in New York.
What time is it? Because I'm hurting.
Why did you get the Jackson? They shouldn't have been surprised. It's her fault for bringing them in to begin with. How naive are they?
I know.
I'm glad they got burned.
They're so delighted that they're going to see him performing.
Yeah, he screws them.
No Thriller.
The Thriller.
And along the way, Dan also sent over, I don't know how long ago this was, but it was when Mark had first come up with the 45 minutes, the full Jackson.
45 minutes.
I had no idea 45 minutes was such a standard for almost anything.
Like,
you know?
When the earthquake happened, I'm like, yeah, but the tsunami's supposed to hit in like 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, I know. It was. Not 30 minutes, but 45 minutes.
Not an hour.
It's really the standard by which most things are measured.
Except for...
Doctor, we'll see you in 45 minutes.
I think more things happen in 45 minutes than any other block of time.
You go to Cedar Point, there's a 45-minute wait for the corkscrew.
They should make that a measurement of time, like one Jackson.
It should be.
45
minutes. I know. Yeah. I think we should have...
Yeah, Jackson time.
I'll see you in two Jacksons.
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Instead of 24 hours, we should have, 36 hours of 45 minutes?
Yeah, and naturally the clock has two small hands on it.
Oh, that was off the cuff.
You're so happy with this. You're so proud.
Trudy, that was huge.
So proud.
Trudy, that was huge. Mark the dad. Okay.
45 minutes.
For 45 minutes?
Yeah, for 45 minutes. About 45 minutes.
So thanks to Dan for all that audio that he sent along. We'll listen to some more of the stuff that he sent along later on in the show, including a call to Stever from Dateline. That's what I'm sure Drew is doing all day today, is watching Dateline, or that Vanity Fair Confidential that dropped like 80 episodes. He's just binging through that today. So we'll relive that call to Stever from Dateline. Got some funny but real names. Internet rate my blank. Bunch of rando bits, you know. I don't know. It's something. I'm trying here. I'm putting in the work, right?
You know, and I have been doing the work.
I don't know. I'm trying. But let's just get to the boner line. 209-66-BONER. Please call it. Please text it. I do listen to every single one. I do dump every single one down. I read all the text messages. I try to reply to a lot of them. But it's just a fun way of you guys getting your voice out. It's led to a lot of fun production pieces and, you know, a lot of great topics of discussion. We probably are going to replay this tomorrow just, you know, so the guys can maybe like react to some of the stuff. So don't be surprised if we do play it a second time. But here it is, the 167th boner line. It's brought to you by Manscaped.com. Use promo code Drew.
Yo, that is the funniest shit. Yo, I just found this number on the back of a 20. And I said to my girl, do you want to call this number? So we called this number.
Who is it?
Y'all got me fucked up, bro.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
Yeah, I'm calling an audio separated at birth. February 18th show from the boner line. There's a woman caller. Sounds just like Melissa Carone.
I went to Bridge Street Exchange in Fenton.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
It was fantastic.
120%.
Yeah, I was calling because you guys missed something with the Doc Gooden cameo for the guy that had cancer. Doc called him Seamus, which I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Seamus.
This is for Seamus.
Wrong.
This is Doc Gooden of the New York Mets.
Of the San Diego Padre.
This is for Seamus.
That's a great name.
Audio separated at birth. Bam Margera throwing up and Bezos getting off.
Dropcast was everything to me.
Now I'm so relieved.
You fucking fuckers.
So, sitting here listening to
Chris D'Elia drone on about all the chicks that he would get emails from. You're right.
I know it looks bad.
All I could think of the whole time he was blabbing on, clapping his trap about this situation was Merv the Perv saying,
all these skirts and me with only one wiener.
You know, and I have been doing the work.
My goodness, Chris D'Elia sounds just like Player Dave.
You know, having sex got a lot easier, for the lack of better words. And I felt lucky.
Bang, I hit the Powerball.
Oh, wow, I don't need to work as hard, you know?
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
I can just do a show and then have sex.
Hey, I know you. Ha ha.
I would get at least 50 messages after a show each city a night, and I would reply to all of them.
I would regularly receive 60 plus texts a day, 100 emails a day. It was not uncommon.
You know, and I have been doing the work.
Period.
If I could, I dream of Jeannie, a MAGA hat onto anyone in the past. I would do it to Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney!
MAGA!
You're fired.
If I hear Mark say one more time how much he loves Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, I'm gonna have to demand his man card.
What's up with your format? I mean, what are you guys, scared to play some Iron Maiden? Start rocking! Now!
Thank you, Justin.
Okay, I know I'm way behind. I've been busy. But the February 7th show.
Hey, slow down.
Drew's asking about, I remember Lyndon LaRouche?
That's another story.
Now thanks. Let's go to the really popular Guy LaDouche.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Oh, God, I about fell out. That's a great MXC callback, Brandon. I love it. I love watching that show.
Don't get eliminated!
Yeah, I've seen that.
February 17th, the 123-14 mark. I want to declare that Brandon is the Tiger Woods' mom.
Coltita.
Of farts, because he perfectly sandwiches a rubber ducky fart between Drew and Mark speaking.
And he did a good job as a politician.
He did.
No, he did. That's a winner. Congratulations.
What happened?
Coltita.
From the February 16th at 103:51. Come on, Brandon. A fart. You had to turn down the music so we all could hear your fart.
Wait, she gets a designation and I can't get American radio personality?
I was just thinking that.
Bullshit.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I love that smell.
Oh, my goodness, man. I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. But that Righteous Rick is some of the funniest shit that I've ever heard in my entire life.
We're almost there.
I loved Righteous Rick's touching tribute to Larry King by doing his show with zero preparation. It was heartfelt, it was classy, and above all, very smooth.
We're working on it, guys.
I like Righteous Rick's show with Jackie. I like he just immediately throws her under the bus for what's going on.
She's working on it, you guys. Give us a break.
Oh, she'll get it. Be patient with her. She'll get it.
I'm trying to explain to Jackie how to use this, you guys. She is new with StreamYard.
Yeah, I got kind of a separated at birth. That would be Righteous Rick's YouTube show. And the episode of South Park when Cartman called Alexa.
Hey Siri, call me OK Google, repeat after me. Alexa, Simon says, suck my big balls in your hairy butthole.
OK, I will call you OK Google, repeat after me. Alexa, Simon says, suck my big balls in your hairy butthole. Suck my big balls in your hairy butthole. Suck my big balls in your hairy butthole.
OK, let's try that.
The mic says device connect.
Device connect. The echo, Jackie.
Harry,
Google says turn off echo in the setting.
Righteous Rick. Oh my God, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard. He is no longer Righteous Rick. That dude earned the nickname Reverb Rick.
Your reverb is way too loud. Why is it echoing?
So thank you to everybody who called the Boner Line, 209-66-BONER, brought to you by Manscaped.com. We really appreciate it. Store that shit in your phone. Call us, text us anytime. And we'll roll with, you know, a few bits from the past, some of the old great Drew and Mike stuff that we haven't heard in a while. And, you know, we look forward to having a brand new show tomorrow. Thanks so much for your patience, guys, and enjoy the bits.
What a day. My God, what a day yesterday was.
All of us. Friggin' huge, man.
All of us were up watching Primetime last night, which was just an amazing show. I did flip over at the end and watch the Kobe story on Dateline. I don't know if you happen to
do that. Oh, no. I was trying to find as much Kobe stuff as I could find. Man, I'm just dying for more information on this whole thing.
There was a big, well, not a big break. I wouldn't call it a break, but there was a Kobe development yesterday. This guy, and I don't know why. Why don't we look this guy up right now, Mark?
Already found him.
You already found him?
Yeah.
Got his number?
Oh, yeah.
This guy had a party last Friday night. Who shows up? The Kobe Bryant accuser, who tells him, guess what?
I can't imagine.
How hung Kobe is.
Oh, you know what? I heard some little rattle about that.
Yeah, they were rattling about that on cable yesterday.
Yeah, I heard. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I heard that supposedly she was talking about how big his dick is.
Here we go.
That the alleged victim attended a party he hosted a week ago. He says she didn't want to talk about the incident. But after he badgered her, she did. Even giving details about Kobe Bryant's physique.
She was bragging about it, kind of, and I was kind of surprised she was like that.
Oh.
This guy looks like he's above talking about penis size, by the way. That's the one thing sort of annoys me about the story.
Yeah, right, right. Well, what's so funny is that they talk about these supposed injuries she has after 3 weeks, and what exactly are we talking about
here? I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying to, like, do we build a bridge from that remark to the injury, or what?
Perhaps.
Boy, oh boy.
You want to dial him up, Mark?
Although, if that's the case, I wouldn't think she'd be lauding it. I don't know.
What's his name, Steve?
Yeah, Steve.
All right, I'll ask for Steve. Sounds like one of his buddies.
It's funny because, you know, here's everybody involved trying to say, don't talk to the media. Shut down everybody. Nobody talk to anybody. And then this. Steve!
Steve. Say we left something at the party Friday. Oh, and by the way, her name's Kate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve.
There were a couple of shows on last night there.
We're not home. Leave a message.
Steve's mom, you think?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Steve-er!
Steve-er! Saw you on Dateline last night, man.
Pretty cool.
You were so cool on Dateline, Steve-er! Pick up!
Your moment, dude. It was your moment. And whoa, blistering information.
We did a shot every time you said Kobe!
Sweet!
To listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record.
This isn't good.
Yeah.
Steve-er! Whoa! On Dateline last night, man. Pretty cool. You were so cool on Dateline, Steve-er! Pick up! Your moment, dude. It was your moment. And whoa, blistering information.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Re-record. Okay. Re-record.
Please re-record your message.
Okay, I'll get
at the end of your message, press 1.
Steve-er! Steve-er! Sweet dude!
Steve-er!
Looking good, dude.
Saw you on Dateline last night, man.
Sweet.
That was so strong.
Sweet.
So, is Kobe hung or what?
Well, way to spill. That was awesome.
We did a shot every time you said Kobe. We are so wasted. We're on party and pick up. Oh, my God.
Of course it's huge.
I want to hear our message.
I know. Now we're going to be on the tape saying,
I want to hear our message.
I know. Where's our opportunity?
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To message review.
Steve-er! Steve-er! Sweet dude! Steve-er! Looking good, dude. Oh, yeah, Dateline last night, man. Sweet. That was so strong. Sweet. So, is Kobe hung or what? Well, way to spill. That was awesome. We did a shot every time you said Kobe. We are so wasted. We're on party and pick up. Oh, my God. Of course it's you.
Wait to see. I want to hear him.
I know.
opportunity.
If you are satisfied with your message,
erase it.
To listen to your message,
erase it.
To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue message, erase.
Okay, I have to go nuts.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Steven! You look so wild on Dateline, man. You are the biggest partier I could tell. You are a happening five-star celebrity all over TV, sweet.
So, that bitch, how big did she say Kobe was? Did she say it was huge? Oh, my God! Of course he's huge, he's Kobe!
Probably talking, what, 1-2 inches?
We did a shot every time you said Kobe, and we are still partying. We're so wasted. Wait, let's play the tape again. Hold on a second.
All right, sweet.
I think you said Kobe to a shot. Shoot it!
I did a shot for each inch. I'm wasted. I did like 14 shots.
Steamer, pick up.
Steamer, pick up.
Steamer.
Come on, man, let's talk.
Steamer, was that your mom?
Hello?
There's Steamer, do a shot.
On TV again.
Shoot for Steamer, Kobe's on.
You have pressed an incorrect key. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Oh,
to erase and re-record, press 3. To continue message review.
Steamer! You look so wild on Dateline, man. You are the biggest partier I can tell. You are a happening five-star celebrity all over TV, sweet.
How big did she say Kobe was?
Did she say it was huge? Oh, my God! Of course he's huge. He's Kobe!
Probably talking, what, 1-2 inches?
We did a shot every time you said Kobe, and we are still partying. We're so wasted. Wait, let's play the tape again. Hold on a second.
All right, sweet.
I think you said Kobe to a shot. Shoot him!
I did a shot for each inch. I'm wasted. I did like 14 shots.
If you are satisfied.
We're satisfied, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. That's a keeper.
To erase and re-record. To send your message with normal delivery.
Oh, we want to send it with priority.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Don't call here again, asshole.
Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that just wonderful that Rate My Blank is back?
Yeah, rhymes with lock.
Yep.
Yeah, it's back. We got male, it's, big letters.
Rate male genitalia. Rate my starts with a C, ends with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is, please just go on there and give everyone a 1.
Yeah.
Is anyone arrogant enough to put their penis up on a rating site?
I know it.
It needs to be shot down a little bit.
Rate My Blank is back. Big black letters a foot tall. The world's number one blank site since 2001. Blank meaning C. Dear blank lovers, since 2001, millions of sea lovers around the world, from Sydney to Sao Paulo in San Francisco, have connected, shared, voted, and commented on the many sea photos uploaded on RateMySea.com. Your sea and clicks have been counted. RMC is today the biggest and most popular sea site in the world. Lately, however, many of you have noticed and taken exception to the design changes and the features missing from the site. Reason for this, for over a year, RMC was operated by another company. They did a wonderful job adding a bunch of cool new features to the site. Everyone loved it. At the end of the day, the economics didn't work, and the version of the site had to be shut down. Bummer, he says.
Hey, it's all about ratings, baby, and we got them.
Good news is RMC is now back up and running and is back in the hands of the original founders. Hey, isn't that great? It's always great when the original owners are back in control.
When Rate My Thing got away from the owners, you know, it wasn't the same.
Nah, wasn't the
those
same.
Guys didn't have the same commitment to the penises.
Nah, not,
and to
not at
the
all.
To the rating, to being real.
That's right. That's right. Thank
to having some class and a delicate area.
Yeah. Thank God they're back.
Yeah, that's great.
good new. So
did you put any ones next to anything?
Not yet. I haven't clicked on it yet. This is just an email letting us know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that's kind of poking around this morning.
How's it hanging, boys?
Great.
Oh, boy.
Okay, before I get started.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Yeah, here's the new site. Look at all the views. Oh, thank God the top was on that. Oh,
nice.
That would have been the end of that laptop. Rate this C. Size and style. What style?
What do you mean, blank's name? My name's his penis?
Yeah.
You're supposed to name your penis.
Wanting it.
Look at that. Previous blank, next blank.
Let's see.
Use the word block.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a one. That's a one.
Oh, God, is that thing purple and pink?
You can send a message to Hubby Killer.
Oh, my God. Here's looking at you, kid.
Next.
How do you go? Oh, next
block,
C.
Next block.
Okay, here it comes. Oh, boy, I'm afraid
heads
to look.
Up. Heads up. Heads up.
It's bound to show up right here.
Heads up. Here it comes.
What's going on? Where is it?
I think that's what they want. They want you to beg for it.
Let's go to the next one.
All right.
He is a big man from the waist down.
Young. Oh, what are they playing games? I thought the new people were back.
I know, I agree.
Let's go backwards.
While we're young.
Yeah. Come on.
Previous block.
We're back to that guy. Let's try going the other direction.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, what is
Jesus.
It?
Oh,
stop it!
He paused, put his hand on my knee, leaned forward, and said, "You won't believe how big it is."
Yeah, it's horrible looking.
It's got a winter coat on.
God, is it gross.
It looks like it's got a white winter coat on, doesn't it?
I know, at first look, I was like, what is it?
How's it hanging, boys?
All right, previous block.
Care to have a look, Mr. Walters?
You see this white
look thing. At this horrible looking thing.
It's pale.
Oh, poor women. You know, I feel bad for the women out there that have to see this stuff.
I know, to deal with that.
I know. Can you imagine?
He needs to get that out in the sun a little bit.
That thing.
Oh, God!
What?
Oh, what?
What is it, an x-ray?
Yeah, it looks like an x-ray.
It's an x-ray. It's an x-ray.
Why is the base thinner than the
head? Chode that thing up a little bit, buddy.
Why would there be an x-ray? What? And maybe the guy works at a nuclear plant. What is that?
It looks like it's double exposed or something.
Yeah, show that buddy up.
Oh, God!
Oh, for Christ's sake!
I'm telling you.
How's it hanging, boys?
You poor... Oh, women.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you poor... Oh, the girls.
Are you giving these all ones?
Oh, Jesus!
No!
How's it hanging, boys?
Gross!
Get your hand off it.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
He's had to put his hand out.
Oh, I know it, and offer it
That's
up to everyone.
Disgusting. My God.
Oh, God.
I'm sick of my life.
Are there descriptions on any of these?
No, they have names, though. Oh, God!
How's it hanging, boys?
Look at those stupid blue boxers and that white belly.
You know, nice gut, you ass.
That's
oh, it's almost touching his belly button.
Gross. Oh, God.
Give it a one and go to the previous
one. You know
one.
What I just...
Oh!
How's it hanging, boys?
What is going on down there? What is she doing to it? I don't know what's going on with the sack. She's got something. I don't know what she's doing. Whatever she's doing looks like it would hurt.
Two people are trying to help that thing desperately. It's as dead as a doornail.
You made me heave when you jumped up on the bar to show off your sweet drumstick.
Look at all the gay pictures over here.
Oh,
yeah, boy.
Oh, God.
What
the hell is that?
Oh,
how's it hanging,
guys,
boys?
Come on.
Two guys going for the gold.
Knock it off.
Oh,
what?
Look at
this.
What's with the...
Look at this trim work right
there. Oh, I know it. Oh, I know
like
it.
Crazy.
Oh, God, look at that.
When
a
you're here,
sack.
This is a gay bar.
Oh, this is
they have
so...
Have fun with your trimmer. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
How's it hanging, boys?
Oh, God.
That's got to be one of
red.
That's got to be one of the... The ridge is one of the most defined ridges I've ever seen in my life. It's utterly amazing, isn't it?
It looks like it would hurt.
I have to say, and I don't know how else to explain this.
So gross.
Whoever did the cut on that,
oh yeah,
left too much.
Yeah, too much excess. Yeah,
yeah, too much excess.
It was loose skin.
I mean, it's
yeah.
almost like he's uncirc.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
but you made everybody sick when you stood up on the bar. You took your pants off and showed us your bird's nest.
Oh, this God, look
in,
at that.
This guy's in love with him.
I know. Look how he's got it pulled taut at the base. So that it's just so the whole thing is just is absolutely as smooth and. God, guys are disgusting.
He's going for a higher rating by destroying
it. Oh, God. Oh, this is awful. All right, that's enough.
You're right.
All right, one more. All right, here we go.
All right, one more.
One more.
All right.
Oh,
God!
All right.
How's it hanging, boys?
Get your hand
off. Get out of here.
I'm sure we're not exaggerating just a little bit.
No!
I've never seen so many creepy people in my life. God, my God, I'm going to be sick.
Oh, my God, I'm horrible. Oh, Mike.
I wanted to see one of them.
Yeah, boy.
These people are just in love with themselves.
What's the female version? Is rate my what? Is there a vag? What's the corresponding?
Rate my rack.
Yeah. Rate my rack.
Oh, rack.
Isn't there a rate my ass, too?
There's a bunch of stuff.
Is there a rate a vag rater? Like a rate their crotch?
If not, we'll make one.
I don't think so. Is there one?
Yeah,
what's it called?
I know. Those are the gay ones. Yeah, look at that. Look at call.
What? Yep. Get out of here.
Those are those gay ones.
Those guys.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Can't they be eliminated from the page?
Boo.
That's how it started right there.
It's really not that big.
No, it's not.
No. It doesn't look like that it's blasting off with the...
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's that horror. You saw that one. That's that horrible one.
That's a discolored one.
Yeah. Oh, that's the X-ray.
That's the X-ray.
Okay. What is with that X-ray?
No.
Oh.
It's way too tight.
Wait, you think that's tight? Wait,
that's
a minute.
I gotta say that guy's surgeon did a nice job.
God,
I know.
I mean, that's taut.
Yeah,
that's taut, but it's got enough give.
I'm feeling better about myself all of a sudden.
Yeah, let's see. Wait, here we go. Oh, there's a guy with a horrible blue pants with a white belly.
Oh, the towering over the waistband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. which is a camera trick, by the way. This is
that guy's got
something to the sack. I don't. Whatever she's doing, it looks like it would hurt.
I don't know. I think she's trying to make it perform, and not very successfully.
Ta-da,
I mean, why else would a female hand be down there?
Yeah, and a finger specifically. That's the one we're talking about, loose skin. That Drew was commenting that they need to tighten that up.
Tell me that guy's surgeon didn't do a horrible job on the cut there. He left too much behind.
Way too much. That guy better get his license.
He ought to be. I mean, the bummer about that is that he did that 17 years ago. How many people has he cut on since then?
That's when I was telling you where he's pulled it tight on the base to make sure it's as smooth as can be.
Yeah, that is smooth as silk.
Yeah, that's where we left off.
It's just smooth as silk. Slide right off that thing.
Oh, yeah. That is slippery.
That one before looked like a
horrible.
It looked like an old general's helmet or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I was just agog at the size of the ridge.
Oh,
the ridge is amazing.
Isn't it weird how are these humans that walk around the planet, these guys get aroused
stupid
and this thing
bones.
Sticks out with this bone. And then it's ready to mate, and then there's the pound,
ridiculous.
And then a kid, and...
And that was pretty obvious when you took your pants down and asked everybody to look at your end zone. I don't want to see your wiener.
But you know what? I've been handed a funny name. We haven't called a funny name in a long time.
Yeah. Oh, God, is this ever a scream. Jeez.
Yeah, this is a funny one.
Yeah.
Butt Hung Low.
What's that name again?
Butt Hung Low. It's B-U-T, but it's still butt. I mean, whether it's B-U-T or B-U-T-T.
Doesn't matter. You can try to hide it with one T, but we know what it is.
We really have kind of gotten out of the habit of calling funny but real names, but this one isn't terribly obscene.
No, I think this is perfect.
One your name, Butanglo.
I won't tell him your name,
Butanglo. Butanglo.
626 WRAF. Send one. Yes, is Mr. Lowe there?
Hey,
what do you know? Hi, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRAF Radio. Is this Butt Hung Low?
Yeah, right.
How you doing, Butt?
Yeah, okay, what's up?
Yeah. What's up with you?
What's that?
Is everything down?
Boring.
Yeah. It's hung low.
Just the same thing.
No, we were just calling. Somebody emailed your name. It's I know it's of course
immature,
an unusual name, and we probably shouldn't have done this. It's just sort of amusing, but we just wondered if people gave you a hard time about your name.
No.
They don't.
No.
No? Butt hung low?
Uh-huh. What's it all about?
Well, we occasionally do get emails from people about names that are, you know, a little out of the ordinary. And butt hung low is, you know, it sounds like somebody's posterior
is a little low.
Yeah, is it, hanging low.
Could use a lift, a butt lift. Which they do these days.
But it's nothing personal, butt.
No.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one's ever brought this to your attention?
Well, sorry, my English is not that good, so I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. No, my apologies. We're not trying to be rude. It's just, you may hear this in the years to come. Have you lived in the States for long?
Well, sorry, I gotta go. I don't want to talk anymore. No, okay, bye.
You don't want to talk anymore?
No,
what happened?
No.
Wait, butt hung low?
Butt hung low.
Butt hung low.
Butt hung low. Don't go. Butt hung low. Don't go. Oh, the hell, he doesn't understand this. He understands full well. This guy.
That sounded like an emergency. I mean, it sounded like the house was on fire.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I'm going to call and see if there is an emergency, because it did sound like an emergency.
You have reached the number.
No, he couldn't have changed it that
way. Oh, man. He knows exactly what we were talking about. You know, see, normally you get like, I'm on long distance.
Your butt sucks.
But in this case...
What? You have reached the number that has been...
Why are we getting this? What's
this guy? Is this guy some crazy engineer who's able to...
Sounds like it. He's probably a crack shot engineer, probably.
Yeah, he's some amazing engineer.
Yeah. Worked with some Fortune 500 company guy, makes a fortune. And his name is Bud Hong Lo.
He's able to...
Chief engineer.
He's
Bud
able
Hong
to manage
Lo.
Any engineering situation known to mankind other than fixing his name.
Love to see his nameplate in his office. Oh, man. It's funny, but... Oh, my English, not so good when it comes to my name. I'm fluent in English, except... When it...
We are not available now.
Oh, no. Come on. Hung Low. Come on now.
We will return your call.
My man, Low.
Hey, Mr. Low, you hung up so suddenly we thought the house is on fire or something. Or there was an emergency. Is there something we can help you with? Our sincerest apologies. We were just calling. It was a curiosity about your name. We didn't know if it was real or not. But the way you hung up the phone, we thought something horrible had happened.
But no pun intended.
Mr. Low?
Could we be of service?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Oh,
hey,
there you are. There you are. Okay, the way you hung up the phone, we thought there was an emergency of some kind. Is everything okay?
No, it's nothing happening.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because you said, I have to go, I have to go, and we thought something terrible had happened.
So actually, tell me, what do you want to do?
Oh, no, we didn't want to do anything. We were just curious. We were checking on your name just because it had a funny, it had a strange English translation. So that's why we were calling. We were calling to see if it was really, if it was your real name. And,
that's why. I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, the way you hung up, we just thought something was wrong. And so we just, you know, if something was wrong on our end, we apologize. But we thought...
My telephone number is under the do not call list. If you call again, I'll report it.
Oh, okay. Hey, look.
Wait a minute, Bud.
Spread out.
Don't worry, Bud. We're not selling anything.
Chill. No, we're not selling anything.
No,
it's nothing
not,
like that.
No, we're not telemarketers. Nothing like that, Bud. Not at all, Mr.
Right?
Hung Low.
Yeah. No, we're not going to call you again. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. We're done with the
Somebody
bit.
Else will take care of that.
Yeah, we're done with the bit. It's pretty much over anyway.
Okay. Right? But heads up for another call. I'm just warning you. It's not going to be from us.
Could happen. Not from us. No way. We're done.
But somebody else may call.
Just, you know, it could happen.
Okay?
That's all. So long.
Bye-bye.
So long. So long, Bud Hung Low.
That's unfortunate. Uh-oh.
Bud Mike said, don't take it so hard. Come on, Bud. You think you've got it bad. Look at me. Think of my life. I'm expelled from your name. Things are tough all over, said Butt Mike.
Yeah, this is a really pensive subject for Butt Mike.
Really
listen
is.
To him.
It really is.
He's really giving us a lot of thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's really irritated that Butt Hung Low is taking this so badly.
Yeah, he's trying to say, listen, the minute you think you've got it bad, somebody has it worse.
I you know, it's funny. I thought he said.
True.
I thought he said. But I can't translate Butt Mike the way you can.
No. It would have been a good line. But... Oh, there it was. Okay.
Oh, he said it that time?
Took you up on it. Took you up on it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. That's see, bad, you planted the seed in him, see?
That guy did not...
No.
He just didn't seem to
get
appreciate
it.
That at all.
No.
But why
well,
would he...
He got it, let me tell you that. He got
he
it
did get
right.
it, but you mean to tell me this guy, he sounded like he was 30, and no one's ever made a comment about Butt
yeah.
Hung Low?
The hell they haven't.
Yeah, right.
Oh, can you imagine how many meetings when it adjourns the hallway? Butt Hung Low, Butt Hung Low. That's all you hear in the hallway.
Isn't that pretty cool, too? He's been in the States all of a week, and he's already learned how to say, don't call here again, or I'll report
you. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's nice learning that rule.
Yeah, I know. I love how quick these people learn to sue attorneys and don't call here again.
Yeah, I'm on the don't call list.
Yeah, right,
blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, my name may be Butt Hung Low, but I'll get you in the end.
What kind of stupid wiener name is that?
Hey, I'm firing a few weapons too, my man.
Yeah. To think there's a Mrs. Butt Hung Low. I bet her parents were thrilled to hear that one.
Hey, I may be a target the size of Siberia, but I'm firing a couple weapons myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on the don't call list.
Yeah.
Not a funny name, huh?
Well, aren't you, Mr.
Yeah.
Aren't you just full of power?
Oh,
aren't
man.
You, Mr. Butt Hung Low, PHBH? Excuse us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Butt Hung Low. Butt Hung Low.
But we'll leave you that gratuitous rock star. Thank you forever to hold you until the next time. Are you ready?
Ready.
Thank you, Detroit.
Coolness aside, I'd like to say thank you.
Thank you, Rudy.
Say it! Say it!
Thank you and stuff.
Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you, Detroit!
Hey, thank you. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, media.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We have to thank you for that.
Thank you very much, Drew and Mike.
Thank you, Detroit. I love you all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless America.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
Seacrest, out!
So, I'm going to leave now. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm out of here. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay?
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Go have a good day. Bye.
Bye, Bing.
Bing. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye to Iowa. Bye-bye. And to other places.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye, folks.
Bye-bye, folks.
That's it. Bye-bye. Wave goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 See you sometime.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Have fun.
Bye-bye. We're leaving. Bye. Enjoy yourself.
Bye-bye. Enjoy yourself. We're leaving. Bye.
Bye-bye. Gotta get on the plane.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, Frank. You're a wonderful guy.
Bye, everybody.
I can go home now. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. I'm going. I'll go to Turnberry. I'll go someplace that I own, and I'll enjoy my life, and that's the end of that.
Bye-bye. We're finished. We're finished.
Goodbye, everybody, and that's the end. And everyone says, oh, that was fun.
This show is exactly
45 minutes
long.